Okay, a trained mind. A trained mind is always silent, heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within. True or not? By now you should understand. And because it is silent with clarity, tranquility, stillness, it has clarity, born of what? Inner peace, inner awareness, to see things as they are, leading to all the wisdom needed to arise the wise attention or yoniso manasikara at every moment of sense experience, so that one is always at peace with the moment to live life. So now you understand. You cultivate via the direct seeing, the pure awareness. That's why you need sati. Then all this understanding become yoniso manasikara. Then you won't stir and react like before. Then space between thoughts start. Then you become more and more mindful. Then your daily mindfulness stabilizes. Then sati sampajana come to be. That's why this is a very unique cultivation. After you have sati sampajana, you are mindful and clear comprehension. What happened to you? You cannot break the precept already. Because you are so mindful and clear comprehension now. That's why step 6 is what? Yeah? Step 6 is what? Sense restraint. Understand? Means whatever arises from your senses, you can restrain it. Understand? You don't allow it to become heedless like before. That's why the sotapan, even the sotapan, minimum the 5 precepts, they cannot break already. Means cannot go down to hell already. Understand? The apaya. That is why the teaching is like that. So after that, when you have sense restraint, step 7 is what? The 3 type of right conduct. Because you cultivate based on right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action. This is the action, speech and thought, the 3 type of right conduct. Because you have sense restraint, these 3 type of right conduct sure come out. Understand? Then after that, you say, you can start 4 foundation of mindfulness. Where you have overcome covetousness and grief. Where sotapan and sakadagami, they attenuated sensual desire and ill will, which is covetousness and grief. They cannot suffer anymore, they attenuated already, so much less already. And the teaching are all properly interconnected one. And the Buddha never make mistake one. That's why in the Satipatthana Sutta, he said, after you do Satipatthana, minimum anagami, if not arahant. He very specific and clear now. So a lot of the teaching, you look at him, that's why I said he must be the real one. The moment in 1973 I saw that Four Noble Truths, I said no need to search already. That's it. He must be the real one. How can I decide that and make that decision? Well, from my past, I tell myself now, even if you have the enlightenment, awakening, if without the sasana and the teaching taught by Sakyamuni, on my own, I cannot summarize all this understanding for you, understand? Well, everything that I come to understand after I awaken, I know it's not real. And what the world believes is the opposite of what I know. So how to teach? Cannot teach. And you ask me to summarize. Completely no way, understand? Teach also cannot, how to summarize. At least after I teach already, like now, all these things, I can ask Sui to draw a mind map. Then that one can be sent out. Then you want me to summarize, then cannot be everything there already, understand? But before the Buddha sasana, with the teaching of the Buddha, without this structure, like Krishnamurti, I know what the thing is, what that nature is. But I cannot create a structure like that, no, to teach, no. You understand? No? You think the awareness that I do, I can come up with the 4 foundation of mindfulness? Cannot, understand? No? But because of what the Buddha taught, I read, I understand, no. But I located this not through that, no. Understand? No? Because from my past, understand? No? The moment I connect from my past, I understand the sutta, no? I understand the whatever four foundation, all the teaching I understand. No? Why? Even Mahayana teaching, no? English educated, no? I understand. No? So all this is what the Dhamma is all about. It's very, very unique and very, very beautiful. Okay, we continue. Then after that, it will listen to you. We are the mind trained already. If you want it to be silent, it will just be silent. You want it to be peaceful, it will just be peaceful. And you want it to be aware, it will just be that. Yeah. It will just be so. You can use it and direct it appropriately to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, leading to heedfulness. It will become like a servant to you. It will serve you well. A trained mind is ever mindful and constantly meditative. Hence, it is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. That's why when you are trained in sati, when you have stability or sati, this mind which is trained is ever mindful, constantly meditative. Hence, it is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. And then the opposite is what? The untrained mind. What is the untrained mind? The untrained mind is heedless. Agree or not? Huh? Louder lah. It thinks a lot. Agree or not? And react easily to sense experience. And is constantly lost in thought. Most of the time. And as per Dhammapada verse 21, the heedless are as if? So you want to be heedless or not?
No.
You want to train your mind or not?
Yeah.
Like that Otherwise cannot progress. Oh. Then the second one is the best. Oh. Read. I want you to read. You know what is the devil or not? Huh? The devil is a very evil being. Understand? And your mind, it become a devil's workshop. Oh. Let the devil do what he like. Oh. He want to foul, he foul. Oh. He want to cut, he cut. He want to saw, he saw. Oh. Oh, that is really kaulat. Oh.
Oh, but there's an English saying that the idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Yeah, that one I think I should add in. And actually not idle mind, a heedless mind is the devil's workshop. So we improve on the quiet lower. very good. I never thought of that. A heedless mind is a devil's workshop. So you want to let devil play is whatever on you. By all means, your choice, your life.
6.2, untrained mind, point number 3. You have no control over it. It actually controls you and takes over your life, causing you suffering.
True or not? Now you see all this, then you realize how stupid you have been. Pardon me for saying that word. Very stupid. That's why Alicia, very good. Then next one.
Point number 4. The thinking mind, the mundane mind, which is heedless, need to be trained.
So now you know train which mind. Don't go and train the pure awareness. Understand? It's like teaching the fish how to swim. The fellow already aware. It's that nature already. You somehow want to go and train. You can't even touch it. Understand? But that monkey mind, that mundane mind, the one that do a lot of funny thing, that one you must train. Understand? Okay, next one.
Point number 5. The thing deluded with wrong views. It easily become angry, selfish, emotional, and fearful, hence the suffering.
True or not? Now very clear. Deluded with wrong view is easily angry. This is the evil root of what? Hatred. Understand or not? Jealousy and all those things. Then selfish. Evil root of greed, understand not? Then emotional means positive and negative emotion, like dislike, possessiveness, violent, everything. Then fearful, when there is delusion, is fearful. Hence, you suffer, understand not? Like PG, the message, suffer not enough. want to let it continue, please wake up your life, you decide.
It has no understanding of what is going on in life. It lacks wisdom because it is deluded.
True or not? You don't know what the hell is going on in life. Sometimes you blame God, blame everybody. And so, why like that? How come my life like that? Means you really don't know what is going on. And a lot of people are like that. Very good. 6.3.
6.3. Training the mind. 1. Without wisdom, living beings are heedless. Hence, they suffer because they don't understand life. Point 2. To understand life, one must understand the secret of life, which is the Four Noble Truths, as taught by the Buddha.
True or not? Correct or not? So, want to learn this or not? That is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. You some more think, Four Noble Truths only. Life is suffering, cause of suffering. This is not learning the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths got three turning. You have to turn until you understand and you have the understanding so that you can live it. It has to be developed until it become a living reality in you, until you really truly understand. Where the first turning is to proclaim the truth. Second turning, what the Buddha say, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. No, that one is a big field. You have to go through all the eight reality. Expand on it. Recollect through life experience and find out why the Buddha say is suffering. If I don't understand as per the second turning, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood, then I will get into trouble, suffer without knowing why I suffer. There is a Mandarin saying, really. Because if you don't develop the understanding of what dukkha is, you don't even know that you are suffering. Understand not? You suffer without knowing that you are suffering, and you still blame, still jin use, understand not? This guy, if not because of what he did, I won't be like that one. If this thing had not happened, like Suya should have not, then I very blessed one. I still got a lot of money one. But not a reality. Everything lost. You cannot scam. So this is the understanding that you must have. You must cultivate or train the mind with all these steps that I have listed out. Then you will not deviate. Third one.
Point 3. To understand the Four Noble Truths, one must train one's mind to be heedful, to understand what is going on in life, so as to understand who we are and what we are, and how our mind functions, so that we understand what causes us suffering, and how our deluded mundane mind get muddled up in life.
These are obvious. Next one.
Point number 4. The untrained mind is heedless and not peaceful because of the 5 mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. These mental hindrances will hinder one from entering the meditative state of inner peace with inner awareness. And to overcome the 5 mental hindrances, one only need to cultivate the opposite 5 spiritual faculties of Sadda, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, as taught by the Buddha. Point 6. When the 5 spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrances will be gone, and the mind will be trained automatically. That is why you should work on the cultivation of the 5 spiritual faculties via your puja or devotional practices and daily religious routine. The 3 phases of Dhamma are Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. First phase, Pariyatti, is the learning of the teaching or Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Second phase, Patipatti, is the cultivation via putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life so that it can become a living reality. Third phase, Pativeda, is reaping the fruits of one's cultivations or hard work.
Then you get to live the noble life and the life of enlightened being. Yeah.